We have been talking about gay conversion therapy and the government's plans to ban it. How do you feel about that? Should it be banned? 0344-499-1000 is the number you need, or you could tweet us at Talk Radio. To me, it feels, and from the testimony that we have from Vicky earlier, who went through it, and she went through it as a form of exorcism from her Bible group, it feels like we're treating being gay as a sort of a disease, a sin. You read most of the articles printed in today's papers and websites about this story, that people who have gone through this conversion therapy were convinced that being gay was a sin. Now, do we still live in a world in 2018 where there is a section of society that looks at being gay as a sin? 0344-499-1000 is the number you need, or you could tweet us at Talk Radio.
It sounded so medieval. You know, it's just unbelievable that that kind of practice is happening in parts of our country. Mm. It just sounds totally and utterly medieval.
Well, let's get a different point of view. Mike Davison, CEO of Core Issues Trust, is on the line. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you very much.
So I believe you've also had experience of what's the so-called gay conversion therapy, because it goes by different names, of course.
Well, we certainly wouldn't use that term, but yes, I was a man who was conflicted in my own sexuality, but married, and sought professional help and was given it by two psychotherapists and a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And it helped me very much. And I think that's what makes me passionate about this, the fact that I was given the opportunity, but it's being denied to people today.
Okay, but we have to start by saying that psychologists and psychiatrists have all come out saying that there is no scientific evidence at all of these techniques working. We've also had Penny Mordaunt, the Equalities Minister, this morning say that sometimes these therapies can involve corrective rape. Do you not think that with something that you don't have a scientific proof that it works, people should know what they're getting themselves into? I'm not saying that people should be denied therapy. If people have an issue with their gender and who they are and they want to discuss that, of course they should seek therapy. But to be selling effectively is a service that can cure you from being gay, that's misleading, isn't it?
Well, I think what's misleading is this kind of circular narrative which says you do gay conversion therapy, it's an abomination to do such a thing,
right,
and therefore it should be banned. It's a lot more complex than that. I offer therapeutic support for unwanted same-sex attractions. This is not a theological.
What does that mean? What's your aim? So when you say therapeutic support, does that mean teaching a person how to live with it, or teaching a person to stop having those urges?
That's a very good question, but let me put it another way. We also describe it as sexual attraction fluidity exploration, because more and more science is showing that sexuality is fluid. And some people are, for whatever reason, just not happy with the way things are, and they want to explore other opportunities. So back to your first question, do we encourage them to live with it? Yes, I think that's probably the first step. We help people to understand that it's a fact in their life. And then once they have embraced that, then they decide what they want to do with it. And some people, I believe, go on in that way. And I probably wouldn't be the best person to work with. If they choose to do that, they need to be respected and encouraged to go in a direction that is, you know, of their own making, so to speak. But if people want to deal with it in a different way, we help them. We listen to their goals and then we support them. So that's what I mean, support them with therapeutic support.
Mike, I'd just like to ask you a very personal question. And please, I only because I want to really understand where you're coming from. Because I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. So you were a gentleman who had feelings for other men. Mm-hmm. And was it because of society and your community that you felt, mm-hmm. actually, that's not right, and so therefore there's something wrong with me and I must go and sort myself out? And if that is why you went, are you now living with suppressed feelings? Because what has happened to you, what's happened to those feelings from the beginning to therapy, and how have you come out?
Well, it's an interesting question. What I would say is one man's suppression is another man's discipline. And what I mean by that is all of us have to learn to discipline our sexual urges, surely, because sexual anarchy in the world, as we saw during the French Revolution, really doesn't work. It causes huge damage to society. But I was a man who had these feelings, and I'm sure I was influenced by, you know, social values and mores at the time. But I like to think that I knew my own mind. Just as the clients I see today, I have to ascertain whether they've come because they're under pressure from a church, or because a spouse or a sibling is putting them under pressure, or they're there because they really want to be there. They know what they want to achieve. What I was given was the space to explore my own goals, and I would want to be able to do the same thing for the clients that come in my direction.
Okay, but just to make to be clear, that the clients that come in your direction that cause core issues trust, you mm-hmm. are not offering a service saying, if you complete this course or if you carry on dealing with us, we mm-hmm. are going to cure you of being gay.
No, because we cannot guarantee things, mm-hmm. number one. And number two, we're not into this cure thing. You know, cure is like a completed thing. It's also a medical model. I'm not a medical doctor. I have a PhD in a different direction, but I'm a man with lived experience.
What is your PhD in, by the way?
In education.
Right.
And but I also had psychotherapeutic training before I came a cropper, because I felt it important to say to my course tutors that I believe that people should have access to professional support if that's what they want. I said it on the BBC, and before I left, I was sent a text to say I was under investigation, and a week later I was suspended because of my views around homosexuality. Mm. That's the reality of my situation, and I've sought to work in a way that is careful, and to make sure that what I do is accountable and respectful of both people who are affirmed in their gay identity and those who are seeking change.
Okay. Mike Davidson, thank you for joining us, CEO of Core Issues Trust.